Hello, church.
Hello.
You feel better today? Remember last week? Everyone was so quiet and doesn't want to share joys and concern. Nothing, nada. So I shared my joy. But anyway, how you doing?
Good
morning, church.
Morning.
Okay, that's the spirit. This is the church moment. I emphasized several times. This is the moment that we share our joys and concerns together. And we pray for each other. We support for each other. We share joys. You know, when I was little, my mom used to say, if you share the joy, it doubled, right? Do we have it in English too? In English, is a similar saying, no? If you share joy, it's gonna double up. But if you share concern, it's going to reduce half. That's what in Korean said. So sharing joys and concern is really key for the church movement. Okay? Okay, let's start with a vacation Bible school. It's coming up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So Uncle Bill, I have to say, after making the announcement about the interpretive dance thing last week, we had no phones go off. So there's something to be said about that. But, you know, I'm not gonna lie. If somebody got brave and did that, that would be so cool. Just saying, just dropping that seed there. Anyway, about VBS, it is coming, and it's coming quickly. But I do wanna make a little point of clarification. Rachel and I are not offering VBS ourselves. We don't ever, ever purport to do anything on our own. We are offering some leadership, but we cannot do this on our own. So it takes a village to raise one child, doubly so when we've got an entire village of children. So I'll get to that in a moment. VBS will be the week of July 24th to the 28th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. We're going to do it the way that you remember that we have done. We will give the children dinner at 5:30, and then we'll start at 6 o'clock with our program and end at 8 o'clock. We are offering this for toddler age up to entering grade 6 in the fall, and registration information will be forthcoming. Rachel and I are working on a Google form for you to fill in. But that being said, we do have some opportunities for you to volunteer your time in support of making this a meaningful experience for our kids. So think of where your superpowers lie. Are you the kind of person that likes to decorate? We could definitely use your help. Are you the kind of person that, maybe I'm not on the decorating side, but I am really good at tearing down and cleaning up? Like to talk to you also. If your superpower is being with children and doing crafts, being with children and doing food prep and distribution, being with children and doing, they call it a Bible study station, but you'll be showing a video and talking with kids about the Bible story for each night. If that's your superpower, definitely would love to talk to you. So if any of those things sound like they are in your realm of possibility, please come and see me after worship this morning. We would love, love, love to have as many of our church family to be visible and around the kids so that we can make this a really fun time for our kids. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So there are several ways that you can support, right? You know, you are a volunteer for the teacher and supporter. You can financially support. You know, we need a financial support to provide food and all the resources. So if you're not able to volunteer, then maybe I can, you know, support financially. And you can pray for them, right? You can also pray for our Vacation Bible School. Like I said, you know, prayer is being present. Prayer is being present with those who need our prayers. So pray, support, financial support, volunteer, and there are several ways too for our Vacation Bible School. For the last time, this is our core mission, to teach our next generation. This is our mission statement on the bulletin, right? So we need to show what value we have in our church, okay? So that's why I really keep pushing you to support in any way that, you know, for our Vacation Bible School. Think about all the impact that we can make to our children. You know, sometimes, you know, we can make a huge impact to children. You know? I remember when I was little, you know, go to Sunday school or Vacation Bible School. That's the moment I kind of realized that God is calling me, you know? God is calling good-looking Asian pastor. So that's the huge impact, huge changing moment we can make to our children. So, can you help, please?
Yes,
thank you. Flowers offering for today is Lori Clausen in honor of her daughter Amanda, her birthday July 4th. Lori's here? No? Okay, congratulations, Amanda. Still Sawyer's Family Service Center food basket donated by Virginia Clark in remembrance of her husband Robert Clark's birthday. Thank you. And blood pressure screening. Esther, today, right after church, if you go to the social hall and the corner of the room, I don't know what they call it. Yeah, but you can check your blood pressure. Yeah. Okay. Joy, somewhat joy, and Kevin's mom, Carolyn Coulter, is doing well at home. She is so grateful for all of the prayers that she has been receiving. So thank you for praying for her. Okay, and we still need some people seriously pray for, you know, we need to pray for, because you know, dealing with cancer and treatment, and a couple of people is under hospice care, so we need to pray for all these people. And any other joys and concerns? Again? No joy? Please. It's a summer, a lot of people traveling, so let's pray for safe travels for those who travel. Even though we're so jealous, but that's okay. Okay, any other prayer concerns? Okay, let us pray. Loving God, we are so grateful that we are waking up this morning to come to gather together as a church. God, help us to feel your presence as we open our worship to you. Receive our worship, receive our praises, especially receive our prayers. This morning, we lift up to you many of our church family members dealing with so many difficult situations, so many really hard situations, because of illnesses, because of all the challenges of their lives, spoken or unspoken. God, you know all this situation. You know the details of it. So God, we ask you to provide your true presence, your true solution, your true healings upon them. Most of all, God, let them feel your presence. Your peace, your comfort is essential for all of us. Your grace, healing grace, is needed, oh God. So God, we ask you to provide your true healing, your comfort, your peace upon all this stormy situation we are facing in this church. Help us, God, to be a true church in this place so that we can discern your will, so that we can be your hands and feet to do your ministry. Thank you for your calling, and thank you for gathering all of us in this church. Let us continue in prayer with the prayer that Jesus Christ taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The ushers come forward, please. And today's offertory music is Honey.